This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Leroy, you got a weather update.
Sure can.
Brought to us by our friends over at Chill Zone AC, featuring the reliably Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right, 1 second. There we go. Had to. All right. A little chilly. You even got the faux fur.
I do have the faux fur.
Yeah, they said you look like a pimp.
Coming out of the
silly sauce pimp.
At about 10, 15 miles an hour, it is high clouds.
That was smooth,
so
J-Fig.
Overcast, but all the cold air got through because it's still, what, is it 65 degrees yet?
I don't know. That's your job.
61.
And the winds are blowing about 10, 15 miles an hour.
So
you got a nice brisk breeze. It's going to be like this for the next couple days and it'll start warming up again.
This guy's good.
He's good.
It is 55 degrees, 61 degrees, but it feels like it's 55. The wind is blowing at 13 miles per hour and the wind gusts will get up to 24 miles per hour.
There you go. He's a golfer, ladies and gentlemen.
That's it.
He's a golfer.
That's it.
Gets it down. Yesterday, I got this sent to me no less than 50 times. And it was a big topic on our show yesterday, which was, did Mike McDaniel indeed drive by the elbow room?
Yes.
To troll Buffalo Bills fans. And you were very skeptical on this yesterday. I liked to believe it because I think of him as silly. Like, he is
well,
going...
Why was I... Because I said, how come that's the only guy sending that video?
Well, you had a couple of questions. One, yeah. The biggest one, which I found strangest, is you just believe that it was... There's no way that it would still be light out.
Yes.
Which I told you, it didn't look like light. It looked like dusk. It looked dusky. And you were just you were entrenched that this was impossible, that he possibly could have driven by the elbow room. And if he lives there.
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, none of us did. But that's what I imagine. Like, I don't think I don't think he called up his.
Yeah. OK. So see how the whole thing was set up. He drove by the elbow room to troll
Bills fans
after the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no.
There's no way, because I left the stadium, and he was still in the stadium. And I left the stadium at 4:45.
Okay.
So there's no way you could leave the Hard Rock Stadium to get to where the elbow room is.
That's what was weird about it the entire
in
time.
In 45 minutes.
You could.
No, you cannot.
You could, dude.
Fam, if you have you ever left Hard Rock Stadium?
Of course.
Turnpike?
If you get on Turnpike North and you just got to hit, you just got to get through that crease, you're flying, baby. Especially, by the way, his car looks very fast. So I don't know. Maybe this Mike.
He got that 7 Series.
And Mike McDaniel might be a speed demon.
And here's the other thing that nobody ever realized that. Why couldn't that not have been Saturday? They've been here all weekend.
Why would he troll? Why would he go on Saturday?
He's going home.
He's going home.
Mm.
He did, sees
he
them.
He did say that that was like his way. Like, he lived by there.
Yeah, he's bro.
Look,
he and wanted, Bills fans aren't getting to the elbow room that quickly just to.
Well, the Bills one is an easy one, though. The Bills one is a lot of those guys are probably staying on the beach. That's probably where they're staying. And so.
And not going to the game?
They just No, they took a sad ass kicking, and then they're just like, where we go? I guess we go and enjoy. Listen,
you think they got there that quick after the game?
I'm sure a lot.
Maybe
dude,
some people
the Bills got the right. Bills, the Bills got the snot kicked out of them. I'm sure a bunch of them were rats off a ship.
Okay. Listen, my whole argument behind this was, one, daylight, and two, the fact that if this was the case, why was this the only video? I'm always going to be a little skeptical.
It was Friday that video was taken, not Sunday. That video was taken Friday.
No.
So you're saying you really think that it was taken Friday?
Yes, I think it was taken days before. It was either Friday or Saturday. It wasn't taken after the game.
I would say Friday. He's probably at the facility even later. He's probably
Friday. That's
Friday, short day. Friday, everybody's out
there. I don't understand why this is a crazy thing. We have video, photographic, personal accounts of everybody telling you he was there. Why are we doubting this? He was there.
Do you understand? I'm not doubting it. I'm saying the reasons why I had doubts before was listen to the premise in which this was brought to me. Mike McDaniel was outside the elbow room trolling. Now, this is without knowing where he lives, right? Knowing what time it is after a game, having questions about that, and only having one video. After
photo.
The show.
We didn't have a video.
Huh?
We had a photo.
A photo. Right.
Which you claimed was AI.
Right. After. The show ended, then we start getting a bunch of different videos.
It was the same video. We just got sent 100 times to us because everybody, because you kept badgering me yesterday and nobody believed that this actually happened. And I got to tell you, it's exactly what he would do because that's him.
But first of all, maybe he was going home.
But see, I'm looking at the video right now.
And by the way, that
he's kind of leaving that area, though.
Yeah, of course he's leaving, because here's probably what happened. He probably told the guys, hey, and it looks. He gives a little look. One guy gets a picture, and then other guy fumbles for his phone, and he's like, there's Mike McDaniel leaving away. Like, he probably got it. He's probably, I'm not saying, Mike McDaniel's not going out here.
That guy's arms that's hanging out the car.
Are you, so let me get this straight. You have more evidence than now you're doubting it, Vlad? I don't understand this.
You just said it's the same video.
This is crazy to me. This is insane.
I'm absolutely doubting this.
Hold on. Let me get this straight.
What?
He goes yesterday. He's asked about it. He's very clearly admitting it without admitting it to
the
reporters.
No, he just wants to be. Listen, let me tell you this, okay?
Wait, why is he admitting it?
He's not admitting anything, Leroy. This team, after they
like you, you.
No, in the press conference, he didn't deny
it. I can't even.
He
you know what?
He denied it.
He didn't admit. He didn't confirm nor deny
those allegations.
If you don't deny the allegations, you're confirming the allegations.
No, you're not. Oh, my goodness.
You guys are crazy.
That's the fifth.
So let me get this straight. You guys now have video. Multiple pieces of photograph ads, and you're still denying it? Vlad's still denying it. He thinks it happened Friday.
Then don't say you guys.
Yeah, I find that kind of odd.
Okay, so you will now admit that it was him, and you were wrong.
But I told you why I was wrong.
Doesn't matter.
I don't believe
it. Dude, if somebody just puts up a picture and says, this is so-and-so, right?
You doubted me on time.
I never saw the video until after the show. Agreed?
Yeah, we didn't get videos, but...
Okay, so...
Doesn't matter. I explained all of this before video.
Okay,
and I'm just supposed to believe because you explained it with your track record?
First of all, my track record yesterday was pristine. You also
you said yesterday. I got 10 years.
No. 10 years. 10 years.
Of your track
record.
You
act like you boxed me in every time.
No, I didn't.
And by the way, hold on. Back to this, okay? If he was trolling Bills fans, there'll be more Bills fans coming after.
Why?
Because if a coach is going to troll you, you're going to troll right back at the coach. Like,
are you?
Yes.
I think you're probably like, did we just see that? Like, did the coach, what are you going to do? Like, if you get the wrong Bills fan, what do you think they're going to do? Throw a table at him and jump through it?
Maybe.
You guys are nuts.
I don't think he did.
Wait!
I don't think he did it after Sunday. I agree with you, Leroy. Don't back down. Don't back down. Of course he's going to have fun. They finally won a game. His ass ain't going to get fired while he goes to Madrid. He's going to have the time of his life. Let me have some fun with this. Of course he's going to have fun. But He didn't do that after the game. He wouldn't have the balls to do it.
Omar Kelly just texted me. Everything you said about the elbow room and a 60-year-old breakdancer was on point. Leroy was wrong, and Mike McDaniel absolutely trolled them. By the way, that was a 60-year-old. Robert Prince was breakdancing.
Yeah?
Yep. Limber.
I don't agree. I don't believe it.
What do you mean?
I find it weird that you're saying it happened Friday.
Because, dude, there was Leroy's right. I left the stadium.
I'll tell you why I don't think it's Friday. It's not Friday. If it was Friday, it'd be way more packed. Like, the idea that it was a little deserted was more on point with it being Sunday. If it was Friday, it would have been massively packed, Vlad. Full of Bills fans. Did you see the videos on Friday night of Bills Mafia?
Yeah, but this was
Friday. It was a takeover. Dude, it was insane.
This was like Friday 6 p.m., 5:30, 6
p.m. You know that.
And?
It ain't going to get packed yet.
You're nuts, dude.
People still got to eat dinner.
I don't understand. This is like I have Bigfoot sitting in my lap, and you're like, mm-mm.
You know that the Elbow Room streams the entire day.
That's what I'm saying.
That can actually be put to the test and see how they have video at that time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we could do that, but we already have multiple pieces of it. But if you want more,
I'm saying this to Vlad because he says one thing that it could easily be proved on video.
It's not that far. It's like you're once you get on the turnpike, you could fly there. Going dude, north?
Can I please explain? Somebody who's lived there,
uh-huh.
Right, in the area, let me explain something to you. It takes you 30 minutes sometimes to get from the highway to Elbow Room. Just from the highway.
So on a Sunday at 6, once you get clear,
It doesn't matter.
It
takes a long time. If you live out east and you get off of 95, not the turnpike.
We did it yesterday on maps. It was 30 minutes. So
30 minutes?
That gave us wiggle room of almost an hour. Leroy,
I can't believe he's saying you did it on maps at 30 minutes, but you're not including the fact that there's traffic leaving the stadium.
I did, though. But hold on. I did. I told you it was 30 minutes. So at the very latest, he could have left 10 after and would have been there. 10 after 5 and still would have been there.
He left. If he leaves 10 after 5 and the sun sets at 5:30.
Which he probably didn't. He probably left earlier.
No, he
did
not.
He had plenty of time to get there, dude.
Tobin, you know I'm in the locker room, right?
I understand, Vlad.
You know that nobody left. When I left, he was still in the stadium.
Okay.
I left at 4:45.
Which way did you go?
What do you mean, which way did I go?
Did you go north or south?
How do you have to go? I live local. I don't have to go. I don't got to take anything. I don't got to take anything.
I think I need him off
all
the stand.
All I know is that when I was leaving,
mm-hmm.
I took a look at the turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of cars. You're not moving.
Which way?
Going north.
I don't know.
Going north.
Video.
I will accept the fact that that's him.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you this. You saying you can get to Elbow Room from the stadium in 30 minutes.
We're arguing different things now.
Like, I have lived.
I don't have to argue it because he was there.
Right. I didn't.
I don't have to argue what time he got there in time.
Okay.
Because you want to know why? Because I have video and photographic evidence
that
he was there.
You know what? Eddie Betty Spaghetti made me realize. You know what? He said, Vlad, it's him. Because you could hear the from the photo. The ums and ohs from the photo. If you can hear it, then that's the evidence. You're right. But come on, man.
Beautiful sunset, by the way.
Is that his whip?
Yeah.
I thought he would have a better whip.
No. He has that one, and I can't see the front.
I just like that it just says Dolphins head coach. That means that guy from the Bills. That's what I'm saying. Like they're like, it's Mike McDaniel. Like who? The Dolphins head coach. And so the guy Snapchatting just like Dolphins. He just wants to do it.
And
he doesn't
that
really
was
care.
Him.
That's a Bentley. Yeah, that's right.
People in the background was yelling.
Wouldn't people be honking?
He
after
said
the
it's
victory?
A. He says a Bentley, huh?
Wouldn't people be honking after the victory if they knew? Man.
Not with all the banners I seen flying Bills, over the water.
The Bills fans?
No. I'm talking about there would have been Dolphins too. I mean,
I don't know. That's the thing is like I don't know how much the
Buffalo ain't talking trash. If this happened supposedly on Sunday, Buffalo Bills fans ain't talking trash.
What do you guys think of this? This was I saw this critique yesterday. I love this. On the Mike McDaniel troll job, Armando Salguero said Shula never would have done it. He said. I guess I'll be the one to say it. Mike McDaniel trolling Bills fans after beating their team is funny on socials, but trolling after beating them the first time after seven straight losses, you're 3-7 this year, is immature AF. Shula would never.
What if he was on his way home? Like,
but you okay? But no, okay. Look, if he was on his way home and he didn't want to troll his fans,
he wouldn't have been up. His window would have been up. Correct.
Exactly.
I believe then.
I believe that.
Look, they all clearly, with the celebration they had in the locker room, they all clearly had a lot of steam.
No, they were feeling themselves.
Like,
bro.
They really needed that.
Toby, you didn't see Stephen Ross walked into that locker room after a victory with a strut.
Did he? Like Conor McGregor?
Damn. You know, I've been telling you over time, his head is bent down, hands in his pocket. Nah, peacocking.
He's I'm so like, easily
oh.
pleased.
I'm like, oh, damn, you're kind of a tall old man. I'm like, damn, I never, like, that's how much of a strut. It was like, damn.
The old Billy strut?
Somebody said Shula wouldn't have been 3-7, so he can troll at all times.
So, yeah.
Y'all ran him out of town, though.
They were feeling themselves. Bradley Chubb was screaming, gotta believe. You gotta believe. So
I hope they do believe.
Surfing in...
Yeah, so they were very happy to the point nobody was really leaving the locker room early. Like, they were enjoying themselves. They were having a good time.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, even when they won the two games, it wasn't like something to be surfing in the locker room over.
Fact, you know who would tell us what time Mike McDaniel left? The people that were the fans that always waiting for autographs by the players' locker. I mean, players' parking lot. They would be able to tell you what time he left.
I know what time he left. I know what time he was there. When he got to the elbow room at 5:37, like the guy said he did yesterday.
I don't think so.
I will retire this topic because that's enough.
I was done.
I'm telling you though, I got bombarded with this yesterday, just because it was such a speaking point on the show.
No, but again, one of the problems that I had was all we had was that picture, and it was the only picture. Right? Now we got video. He's making a full turn, mm-hmm. right? I still have questions. Like, the other thing I have to say there's big hell no to, mm-hmm. is the fact you think you can get to the stadium, from the stadium to the elbow room in 30 minutes is not accurate.
For us, normal all you gotta folk, do is yes, but maybe he did get like a police escort or something out of the stadium or something like that.
Once you just get past that initial, you're good. You're free and easy.
No, it takes.
There's
dude,
not going to be anybody going. Here, once you get it, flowing.
How about this? The distance from the Hard Rock to Oakland Park Boulevard, right?
Mm-hmm.
However long it took you to get there, that's the amount of time it takes you to get from there to the elbow room. I promise you. It's not that easy getting from 95 to the beach.
I'm going to do this week.
Okay.
I'm going to test it.
Okay. Wait, you're going to go down 17th? You're going to go down Sunrise?
I was going to retire this. Why am I saying I'm going to do this? I'm not. You know what? He got there. What do I have to do? What do I have to prove to you? What do I have to prove to you? It's been proven.
You said it. I didn't ask you to do it.
You're annoying me. You just won't take the L.
Leroy, don't take the L.
Your Paul Heyman here has gassed you up back onto this side, but you can't make the drive. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
I am a wise man, and I will be Leroy Horde's advocate. And Leroy's right. Leroy, I don't think
it's possible. The same distance to get from 95, because keep in mind, you're talking about Turnpike.
Mm-hmm. Which is faster.
No. Which is farther west.
Yeah, it's farther west, but it's a faster drive.
So you got to get off of the Turnpike and then go all the way through 95. Once you cross 95, it's a slow trip.
Maybe.
At any time of day.
It's kind of a dead time.
No, it's not.
Sunday at 6 o'clock, who's out there?
It's never a dead time going east.
Oh, you're silly. There's a ton of old out there. There's nobody out there at that time.
It's still okay.
Sunday at 6?
Yeah, people are still out, man.
Not like that.
What do you mean?
Broward. That's right. I'm sorry. Broward or Los Olas.
We got to take a break. Appropriately. The damage is done, my friend. Is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.